Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our sponsors. For the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit, our sponsors include Dr. Jalunda Clark, president of Wellness Medicine, Dr. Vinton A. Naden, owner of OBGYN Women's Specialists of Georgia PC, Dr. Mark Walker, medical director, Surgical Health Collective, Dr. Craig B. Williams, a specialist in orthodontics, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips, president of Decatur Pediatric Group, and the law office of Donald P. Edwards. This year, the summit will be held on Saturday, April 12th, at the magnificent Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel. Get your tickets now. We still have a few available at www.womenriseup.eventb.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Shanika Hogan about six tips to financial security. My guest today is a native of Miami, Florida, and a graduate of Florida International University. In 2004, she migrated to Atlanta, where she immediately plugged into her career in the financial security industry. Today, she is president of Protect, Grow, and Acquire Consulting, offering insurance, retirement, investment, and human resources consulting for individuals and employers. We're so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Ms. Shanika Hogan. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
How are you today?
Pretty awesome.
Best day of my life. Are you ready to talk about the six tips to financial security?
Definitely.
Well, let's get right into it, okay? We know you're extremely busy. So by what method does a person begin to even create financial security?
You know, Sparkplug, that's a really, really good question. I always say start to visualize how you want your future to look. And when you say that, I say really dive into what it is you want to be doing in your retirement years, your hobbies, family members that may need your assistance as you get older, you know, vacations you want to take, and then let's begin to create a plan for that. And creating that plan, you know, you want to be realistic, definitely about your situation, but you also want to step into treating you and your savings as, you know, the most important asset you have. The way we would pay our bills every day is the same way you should begin to invest in yourself. It's something that you need to auto-draft every month. It's a bill that has to be paid on time every month.
Beautiful. At what time do you suggest, or at what age do you recommend someone begin to focus on their financial health?
Yeah. Ideally, we would want to start at an early age. Not all of us is tapped into doing that. So ultimately, it's never too late because every penny really goes towards your expenses in the future. So it's never too late to begin to create a plan and put yourself first.
Well, let's get down to the numbers. Just how much income should someone start saving and investing?
Well, I live by the rule of thumb, 20% of your income. You know, that's really what you should do. But ultimately, you want to be creative and relative to your lifestyle. Definitely budget. Definitely be realistic about your goals and how much you can save. The last thing you really want to do is to be able to not meet your financial obligations because you're being too aggressive about your savings and investments.
Okay, all right. Well, what is the most important possession to safeguarding financial security?
You know, when people look at this differently, I believe you are your most prized asset to saving. If you're not able to earn, then you can't save. So I definitely would have to say the most important asset would be your disability insurance. God forbid that, you know, you're unable to work. This will allow you to still have income coming in and work out. Hopefully you don't have to tap into your savings and you can still protect that. So definitely disability insurance. Protect your income.
All right. In what manner do you propose someone convert their savings into investments in order to confidently move towards financial security?
You know, it's another good question. Become aware of your, you know, your investment options and really know your tolerance level. Not everyone is able to be aggressive in the markets and risk as much money as they have saved, and some people want to be conservative. The way you can do that is definitely by starting to save in a tax-deferred account. And also, you know, another thing is education. April is Financial Awareness Month, so you'll see a lot of advertisements and a lot of social media going on about updates on finance and investment. So definitely education and become aware of your tolerance level. Know yourself.
Well, let's back up a little bit. You said something earlier about disability insurance. How much can people on average expect to pay a month for disability insurance?
You know, that's going to range. It's going to range based off the amount of income you want to protect. You know, there's two different options you have where you can go through your employer to get disability insurance, and it's only going to cover 60% of what they pay you. And then you also have an option to get your own disability insurance separate from what your employer may offer. And you can go up to a maximum, you know, I've seen up to $5,000 a month. With that amount, you're probably looking to pay about $80 a month at the most for disability insurance. But again, that's a small investment to protect your income and to make sure that you aren't tapping into that savings, heaven forbid, that you aren't able to work.
All right. Well, just how frequently should someone reexamine their financial objectives?
I would say seriously evaluate the effectiveness of your investments every quarter. You're going to receive a statement from your financial advisor every quarter. Look at that and make sure that your investments are on target to where it is your future goals are trying to be. You know, but financial obligations and your financial objectives should be receive your attention at least once a year, you know, or at least with every major life event. And case scenario would be you pay off a major debt, your mortgage or your car loans or student loans. You want to go back and reassess your income and your financial obligations, because this will help you determine if you need to increase your savings or decrease your savings.
What is your advice to some of the entrepreneurs out there who might be in their 40s or 50s? And they hadn't really saved for retirement yet? What's your advice to them?
Start now. Really sit back and let's take a look at all of your financial obligations and seeing how much we can actually put aside and start now. Diversify. We don't have to only put our money into savings accounts. There's so many other avenues that can help maximize the amount of money that we work for. Start now. Every little penny counts. It goes towards your expenses that you're going to have for the future.
So what do you tell the people who are a little bit apprehensive about putting their savings in investments and having the investments work for them in this volatile market that we're in right now?
You know, we go back to our tolerance level. There are so many different avenues that you can take to save and maximize your money that does not put your money at risk. You have annuities that you can place your money in safely, and you know they're going to grow every quarter, I should say. You don't have to only place your money into stock markets in order to get money back. So it goes back to your tolerance levels and definitely education. Sit down with someone, a financial planner or advisor, and really become aware of your options.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, do you have any final words about financial security that you would like to leave with our listening audience today?
Definitely. I definitely want everyone to know that financial security is something that we all can obtain. It does require sacrifices here and there, but we are all able to have it. And it's something that we should definitely fearlessly move forward into.
All right. Well, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Definitely. You can reach me on Facebook. I'm at PGA Consulting, which we update all the time. I'm also on Twitter, which is PGA Consult. And I'm also reachable by telephone, which is 404-941-0648. And I'm online on my website, www.protectgrowandacquire.com.
right.
And I'll see you Saturday at the Women Rise Up.
And you know something? I wanted to ask you this question as well. Why did you decide to advertise your business with People You Need to Know magazine?
Why wouldn't I? You know what? It really took me going into different stores and seeing all these beautiful women on these magazines and picking it up and realizing that you connect with those women, that you're able to relate to them. It's just, you have poised, bold, confident women advertising those magazines. And I've never not picked one of them up. So it's something dawned on me and said, let me reach out to Spark Plug. I want to be a part of the team.
Well, beautiful. Now, you're coming out to the Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit this Saturday. What are you looking forward to, experiencing the most on Saturday?
Well, definitely connecting. That's something that I enjoy. It's something I feel we should all do as entrepreneurs, is connect. And, you know, growing, there's a good lineup of women on there speaking about different topics that I feel we all can grow from. And that's really what I'm looking forward to, connection and growth.
So what was it about the Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta event that kind of was appealing to you that made you say, hey, I can't miss this. I want to be a part of it.
I realized that I missed last year, and I'm a woman. And it's so empowering to see other women getting up and doing the things that you want to do. We all have the common denominator that we are all entrepreneurs. We all strive for something greater, and we want something for ourselves and for our community. And just that vibration and that energy that comes back from that is something that you definitely don't want to miss.
All right. I appreciate you sharing those thoughts with our listening audience and with me today. Well, Ms. Shanika Hogan, President of Protect, Grow, and Acquire Consulting, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like Ms. Shanika Hogan. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd like to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment and thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. If you're ready to enhance your business image, give us a call right now at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.